Well, folks, we have coming up here in the next week or so, very holy time for the Catholic Church. Of course, Lent is as well, but this is Advent. And obviously, Christmas Eve is a big deal. Christmas Mass is as well for the Catholic Church. This year obviously is different, though, because we have the COVID pandemic, and some of the bishops around the country, many of them have basically waived the requirement to go to Mass in person. You still have to keep that day holy, if you will. I'm Brian Helmsworth, and joining me to talk about what they're doing here in mid-Missouri as well as northern Missouri is Bishop McKnight from the Diocese of Jeff City. And it's not just Jeff City, folks, but their diocese covers the Lake of the Ozarks, Rolla, well up into Columbia, and across northeast Missouri. Bishop McKnight, we appreciate your time. It's great to have you with us. How will this work in terms of the, you know, Catholics going to Mass here in mid-Missouri or central Missouri and north Missouri on Christmas week, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, during the pandemic? It's going to be different this year.
It certainly will be different. We've had, thankfully, we've had plenty of time to sort of get accustomed to the way we celebrate Mass during the pandemic, with social distancing within the church, people wearing their face masks while they're coming in and moving around within the church. The only concern I have, and that of the priests of the diocese, is we might, and we are expecting to have additional people come because of Christmas Eve services. The most popular Mass of the year is the earliest Mass on Christmas Eve. And there might be people who are not accustomed to going for a while because of the dispensation that's been in effect since March. So we are stepping things up in order to provide even multiple opportunities for Mass, perhaps even in the same parish, having more than one Mass go on at the same time, just so that we can be sure to observe all the proper social distancing requirements.
Bishop McKnight, you talked about, and I think you hit it on the head, I know that at Our Lady of Lourdes, for instance, in Columbia, and there's others that are doing this, they have added a three, in fact, not just one, as you just mentioned, is they're going to have two 3 p.m. Masses, one in the school gym, one there in the church. And if I heard Father Jeremy correctly, it sounds like this is the first time that's ever happened, having a 3 p.m. Christmas Eve Mass. And the reason for it, obviously, is to accommodate folks and also because of COVID.
That is correct. It was a recommendation of the priest council of the diocese to me several months ago that we move up the time period for Christmas Vigil Masses. Normally, it's at 4 o'clock, the earliest Mass that can take place before a holy day. And this year we've moved it up to 3 in order to accommodate more Masses during Christmas Eve. And we also made the decision that I have asked every available priest to celebrate a 3 p.m. Mass, simply because that it's, again, it's the most popular Mass of the entire year. And the more opportunities that we have available, then the greater allowances for social distancing.
I guess my final question, Bishop, and then I'll give you the final word, but I can tell you, and we talked a little bit off the air, whether I'm going to Mass in Columbia or here in Jefferson City or at St. Martin's at the country church out there, what I have found in all those locations is people are social distancing at the Masses, that people have to wear their mask, and they are, and I haven't really seen any problems. In fact, what the priests have always said is, if people can help, keep the kneelers obviously up so they know which areas to sanitize, etc. It seems like every precaution has been taken, at least that I have seen. Am I correct on that?
Certainly, and I've been very surprised and very grateful that the priests and the people seem to be following the new requirements for the sake of the common good. And I am not aware of any incidences because of someone not observing the protocols that we have in place. So it is true that the celebration of Mass in our Catholic churches has not been a time or a place where there has been a lot of infection going on. So that is says a lot about the protocols themselves, but also about the good people who are going to church.
Yes, it does. No question about that. And I guess the last thing, and I'll give you the final word, you mentioned the word dispensation, and that is the correct term, obviously. So if we have listeners, and I know, Bishop, that we have a lot of elderly people that listen to a lot of our affiliates, maybe they're afraid to go to Mass because they're worried about COVID, and I understand that.
Yeah.
I believe, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but reading what you've written in the bulletins, those folks are anyone. They're not required to go to Mass, but they're required to essentially keep the day holy. Can you elaborate on that? In other words, they don't have to go, but you still want them to pray and observe, if you will.
Sure, and that's why, you know, because it looks like this is going to go on for a while, the concern we have is that people just stop going to Mass altogether and not doing anything. And as a bishop, I can dispense people from certain ecclesiastical or church laws, like the requirement of going to Mass. But divine law still is in effect. I can't dispense from divine law, which requires us to keep holy the Lord's Day. So what is in place is for Sundays and holy days of obligation, like Christmas. The dispensation is from the church requirement, the church law of attending Mass in person. But I have commuted that, if you will, as the diocesan bishop, to say you don't have to go in person, but you still have to watch Mass being live-streamed, or pray the Scriptures and pray the Rosary or the Divine Mercy Chaplet in its place.
Bishop, I know you're very busy. Very good advice for us on this Christmas week. Is there anything you would like to add that I didn't bring up? Feel free.
Well, just certainly to keep praying to our diocesan patroness, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, that for continued protection against the coronavirus pandemic, and that we be as patient and as cooperative as we can with one another in this holy season. And I wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you all.